Hello, and welcome to another podcast from HPS. In this episode, I speak with Dawn Ringrose. Dawn is a Canadian-based business excellence and quality specialist, and for a number of years has been a great advocate of the value that business excellence programs brings to organizations, both large and small. I asked Dawn to comment on why she remains so passionate about the value of business excellence, and why she thinks these still matters in 2018. I spoke with Dawn earlier.
It's your time. Dawn, when we spoke last, you commented around maybe the idea of an Olympics for businesses with excellent awards being the equivalent to medals. What do you mean by that? What would you propose from such an event?
Well, I thought that over the last 20 years, 25 years, that nations around the world have had excellence award programs, and they've been celebrating high performing organizations. And if you took it to the next level, the Olympics level, we can take these very prestigious awards programs that have been awarding best in class in their country and take it up a notch to the Olympics level, where we could celebrate at the global level organizations that are high performing. These organizations, they've showed that they've deployed best management practices, achieved a culture of excellence, and have shown sustained results over time. And an Olympics event would really just celebrate the best organizations that we have in countries around the world and bringing them together on the world stage.
Dawn, I think that'd be an excellent idea. I think it'd be really exciting. I think we need to continue that idea and try and get something off the ground. I think businesses would be really into that. Dawn, you're, as I've said from my intro and from the blog that accompanies this, you really are generally regarded as a highly recognized subject expert in this kind of area of business excellence. Based on your experience, what do you think is the real value that you see in companies adopting an excellence framework? One of the things I talked to my blog is this massive change now of around, companies really having to think around social integrity and how excellence can kind of help foster that.
I think excellence models offer a formula for success, because you implement the best management practices, you develop a culture of excellence, and you experience exceptional results. It's very formulaic. And these high-performing organizations that have successfully implemented an excellence model act as a good model of practice for employers and also people in the community. And they're considered to be employers of choice by prospective employees. Some banks use a multiple of 1.5 for businesses with a good management system in place, such as this. And that means they can lend them more money, or these businesses can be sold for a higher price. But the same is true when you think about trusting organizations or the brand image of an organization. It could be a government. It could be an association that we're thinking about as well, not just a business. Being best in class, admired in the community, an employer of choice as well.
Dawn, that's fantastic. I agree. It's something that... it's worth it from so many perspectives that you've raised. I guess that leads on, Dawn, to kind of second part of that, which is from the kind of clients you've worked with. Is a general view that the investment is worth it? I mean, clearly this is not something that happens in a day, right?
No, it's not. But the investment is well worth it. There's a tremendous return on investment. It's very clear and tangible, because you've got organizations of any size or any type, working to put an excellence model in place, and they're getting results such as good governance, trust in leadership, customer delight, employee engagement, steadily improving work processes, strong supplier and partner relationships, better utilization of resources, a nice balanced system of measurement, and financial results.
Which is really, Dawn, the DNA for running, a good, sound business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not kind of rocket science. But there seems to be things that companies clearly miss, continue to miss. And that was your earlier comment, Dawn, around this being a very formulaic process and approach.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a pity that 80% of the working population doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
Our global research tells us that. And it's not a subject that's covered in our educational institutions or in our professional development programs. And it's one of the best kept secrets in the world. And I think that that needs to change, because organizations need to have this information so they can put it to work for them and get the results.
Dawn, absolutely. And clearly you're taking a real lead with this on a global scale. And that's absolutely why we want to hear more from people like you, as to the value and clearly the investment is worth it. Dawn, often as a counter to that, in my experience, businesses tend to think of these things as only being for the big end of town. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind of tier one type businesses. But what size of organization can you be? I mean, can these excellence frameworks, whether it's the, you know, Australian Business Excellence Framework or the Broadridge program, be tailored for smaller businesses, or is there a kind of a cutoff entry point, I guess, to this?
And any size or type of organization can use an excellence model.
Okay.
An organization that has one employee or thousands of employees. Yeah. We use an abbreviated version of the full assessment tool when we're working with micro-sized organizations. And also in the publication that's since been written, the best management practices are in chronological order. And so you can take this on at your own pace and implement what you need to implement as time goes on to eventually establish a good management system.
Dawn, fantastic. Dawn, that's been great, really insightful. Thank you for that. Dawn, hopefully people have kind of been inspired from what they've just heard over our brief chat. How can people test where they currently sit? Is there some sort of online tool that they've got?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we're doing the first global assessment on the current state of organizational excellence, and we're using our automated assessment tool to do that study. And we have a teaser assessment that allows an organization to take 5 minutes to answer 9 statements and get a read on the culture of excellence that they have in their organization. And there's a full assessment where they can also evaluate the culture, but also take a deeper dive into all the best management practices that comprise the model, and get a read on how they're doing overall. And this will take 15 to, you know, 30 minutes, depending on organization size.
Okay.
But these assessment tools give organizations a good read on where they're sitting. And there's nothing like a self-assessment, because it's pretty close to you know, what you'd receive if you had someone come in from outside to take a look at your organization and take a look at how you're doing your work and what you're doing and not doing.
Dawn, that's great. And to the listener, the contact details and how you can access that assessment will be on the HPS website, and indeed on this podcast. You can get all my contact details at HPS, but please do connect directly with Dawn via LinkedIn, as with myself. And let's start a conversation. Dawn, as a follow-up to the event, we're going to try and schedule a webinar presentation and go into a little bit more detail of that assessment tool. So if people are interested in that and want to have a look at the more detailed process and steps behind this idea of an excellence framework, then that webinar will provide that for you. And again, details through the HPS website will be coming shortly. So with that, Dawn, thank you again. That's great. And you know, I really enjoy our conversations, and hopefully there's more to come.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Ed.
Thanks, Dawn.